This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Okay. Now I just figured it out. There we go. Okay, fixed. This is Lock and Load. One of the things that I was just talking about with Robert about socialism, this is sort of troubling. This is a bunch of people on the Democratic side getting out there and thinking that something is better that is purely a theory, only a theory. And that's a problem. This is actually a Gallup poll that was released. And for the first time in their company's data collection over the past decade, Democrats now view socialism more positively than capitalism. Now, does this mean that the Democrats want their Starbucks manufactured and distributed by a coffee accountability officer? And the complaints about the quality of the coffee to be handled by the local post office or DMV? Does that mean that the Democrats want their BMWs fixed not by the mechanic of their choice, but one of the Department of Automobile Distribution assigns to them? Will these same Democrats not mind if their state or federal government office takes their favorite Trader Joe's, takes that over? Or better yet, decides what brand of smartphone will next be available for them? Because this is what socialism means. It means government ownership of the means of production. Government ownership of the means of production. Democrats love theory. They love being seen as favoring socialism. I bet that 80% of them don't even know what the word socialism means, that it actually refers to an economic theory with very real-life consequences. CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, they've all failed to alert them. Because that's where they go. That's where they get their, do all of their research and everything. Democrats want to be seen as advocating socialism because most Democrats care very much about what others think of them, at least in politics. They feel virtuous by advocating socialism. And their friends feel virtuous, too. Then they make each other feel virtuous by applauding each other and seething with anger and distress at anyone who voted for any Republican. But none of it has anything whatsoever to do with reality. Poll finds that younger Americans have shown the greatest decline in positive views of capitalism. Among those aged 18 to 29, only 45% are positive about capitalism today, a drop from about 57% in 2016. Most of these young people went to public schools, and what are the odds that any government-run school ever gave them an objective definition of socialism? Why would government schools want to teach children the truth about socialism? It would be like schools owned and operated by Coca-Cola telling kids soft drinks are bad for you. It's never going to happen. If America goes the way the Democrats and a majority of young Americans evidently want us to go, then the United States will hold the distinction of being the final country to experiment with socialism. Because everybody else has tried it. in some form or fashion. It's beyond ironic and beyond tragic. And, I mean, let's look at who's tried it. Britain. We you know, America got its original start jumping away from Britain. Britain has single-payer health care. They don't have a constitution. Nobody has any enumerated rights. They don't believe in God-given rights. Every time a crime happens, they take something else from the people of Britain. You can't do anything in self-defense in Britain. In single-payer health care, they can decide whether you live or die. They can decide whether your child lives or dies. What do you call that? Is that socialism? It's not a monarchy anymore. I mean, Queen Elizabeth, she just gets to be around and have a lot of money with the rest of the royal family. I don't know what they do anymore. They could go to official events. So it's all run by Parliament. They've tried to get away from most of it by doing Brexit. They've tried to get away from the EU because the EU was basically telling them what they were going to do too. They tried to get away with that with Brexit. Now they're, having to. They had a vote. They had a referendum. Brexit won, and now they're trying to figure out a way to squash that. Even though the vote was held. They're trying to interpret what everybody thought. They're trying to interpret what everybody feels. That's not a republic by any stretch of the imagination. And that is a government run completely by the state. I don't even know. The hybrid that they're trying to be is not very, it's not a very good one. It's not a very good one. So they have a lot of stuff that goes wrong. Socialism has been tried many times by many people, many smart people. They've tried socialism the smart way. They've also tried socialism the forceful way, because socialism always turns into communism, because without communism, socialism is a dead end. You can only go so far spending somebody else's money. And socialists know that. They know that, and because they know that, then that means that they're always trying to, it's always about a trick. It's coercion. It's never, ever, ever going to be about, the will of the people. Socialism has nothing to do with the people. Now, that's the thing to remember, too. Socialism never has anything to do with the will of the people. But if we go, if the majority, when I'm dead and gone, and when people like me are dead and gone, young people will be running the country. Now, the ones that are young now will be running the country, I should say. And hopefully they come, they'll own something and one day figure out that government only takes. Government rarely gives. The only thing it gives to them is themselves. Government makes nothing, they do. When they figure that out, that'll be something. But it's beyond ironic, and it's beyond tragic. America has survived an awful lot in a very short period of time throughout its history. Is it going to survive the stupidity and ignorance of half of the population on the subject of socialism? Now, I know the short answer to that. That is yes, because I'm never going to live in a socialist country. There will be a fight over that one. Without a doubt, there will be a fight over that one. And it's not going to go the way the Democrats think it's going to go. All the people that they loathe are the ones they'd be counting on to squash us. So we're never really going to go that way. But the fact that half of us want to, and a lot of young people want to, what are you guys thinking? Where are you coming up with that? Somebody tell me. Make no mistake about it, though. That would be one of those things that they would be looking to get rid of it as fast as they could get a hold of it, without a doubt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, I was trying to work that out last time. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's turn everything up, Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One thing a socialist country would have, or a communist country would have, would be it would be a gun-free utopia, which sort of gives you an indicator in a lot of ways, for me anyway, why the leftists are always trying to disarm you. But there's a quote out there: the final struggle will be between communists and ex-communists. Now, in Colorado, Democrat congressional candidates, particularly from the leftist enclaves like Denver and Boulder, are not shying away from the public anti-gun agenda. Not exactly. They are most assuredly and overtly anti-your guns. That is not in dispute. Yet the left, like leftists everywhere, they simultaneously manufacture a special class of citizens out of themselves, declaring their absolute right to have a veritable armory of guns continuously protecting them, all the while yours are being confiscated. And they, oh, so piously defend this contemptible hypocrisy that they're practicing as if they were defending their inheritance. And allow me, if you will, for me to be Captain Subtext. Let's engage Captain Subtext here. What they're really saying is we get to have guns and you don't. Our lives are important. Yours aren't. There's no limit to the amount of your money we are willing to spend protecting ourselves. Conversely, you don't deserve protection. We won't. And actually, we can't protect you. And we refuse to allow you to protect yourselves because you're just so many victims, expendable and readily replaceable. Get used to it. And vote for us, too, although that really doesn't matter anymore because there are plenty of illegals who votes we can bribe with your money. In the course of modern history, armed communists have imprisoned and tortured and murdered millions of anti-communists who have been previously disarmed. Look at Nicaragua. Look at Venezuela. They are currently suffering this exact agenda right now, this minute. And that's what the leftist socialists have in mind for all who naively support them, only to be disillusioned later after it's become apparently too late. And we all need to think about foregoing, the foregoing, as Democrats sing the "you're too stupid to own a gun" refrain in the chorus over and over. Here's another quote for you to mull over. In times of disorder, fanatics play a prominent role. In times of peace, it is critics. Both are shot the day after the revolution. I love these quotes. Let's go look here in these United States, where the Democrats are already running everything. Let's look in Chirac. Let's look in Mogadishu on the Michigan. It's a metro area run by a leftist Democrat, and there, it's not even really comedy, but we could say just for the sake of, the talk, the comedy never ends. In your bigger metro areas, they break the city down into precincts or divisions. In Chicago, it is a district. And in Chicago, they have a very notorious district, the 19th district. And in the 19th district, it has been recently revealed, despite the best efforts of the left to cover it up, that they have a staffing problem. It seems that the police officers don't want to be assigned to the 19th district. I wonder why they don't. It makes me wonder. And that's because they're getting thrown under the bus. The officers are quite weary of being continuous targets of agenda-driven leftist scapegoat campaigns. So they have been transferring and reassigning in droves. And what you have in the 19th district now is very thin coverage. or in some cases, no coverage. Many times per week, calls from the police services for the police services in the 19th district, some which are quite desperate emergencies, receive no response because there's no one on duty available to send. The euphemism is RAP. This stands for Radio Assignment Pending. Most sarcastically call it a queue. You may get a beat cart at the scene in an hour or so. But it may not be until the next day, and in some cases, no police ever arrive. Shots fired calls, when there are no reported injuries, often receive no police response at all in the 19th District of Chicago. This phenomenon is not lost on the violent street criminal. They know and understand that at certain times of the day and week, they don't need to worry about police arriving in a timely manner, if ever, and subjecting them to arrest and gunfire, etc. And to no one's surprise, plan their crimes accordingly based upon this data. Sadly, many citizens of Chirac still foolishly believe that they can call police during a life-threatening emergency and enjoy a timely response. Then they are then falsely led to believe that police are on the way when they are definitely not, and they're not going to be anytime soon. And Chicago's infamous murder rate thus continues to set new records almost daily. And this is one of the reasons why. The only solution that leftist politicians are ever able to put forth is continuous demands again to be taken away from everyone who doesn't commit crimes. And Chicago is among the worst, but, you know, Los Angeles, New York City, Baltimore, Newark, Camden, Patterson, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Seattle, Detroit, Atlanta, all run by leftist Democrats. So here's the lesson. Stay out of those places because police protection in Democrat strongholds is an imaginary thought. You're on your own. It can't be said too often. You need to stay alert and keep your head up and go armed. And last but not least, it's going to get worse. And that is the way the Democrats want it. And they never admit they're wrong, no matter how bad it gets. If we're down here on the peon level, we better be ready to take care of ourselves and deal with what we have to deal with when the time comes. So be prepared. When we get back, we got the break coming up. When we get back, we're going to be joined by Curtis Houck of the Media Research Center. I'm going to talk to him about the Never Trumpers and what they're saying in the media regarding some of these guys. I pay as much attention as I can, but I need a little help, okay? So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Omarosa never expressed any concern about the president or what the president said while working at the White House.
She worked here for a year and didn't have any of these things to say. In fact, everything she said was quite the opposite.
A new grand jury report shows that internal documents from six Catholic dioceses in Pennsylvania shows that more than 300 priests have been accused of sexually abusing more than 1,000 children. The Pennsylvania Attorney General said it's finally time for the victims to have their say.
The time of telling these victims to keep their truth to themselves has ended.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll just, okay, it's just not going to play then. Let's just do that. Okay.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Many moons ago, I used to rely upon these guys. I used to, and he's still there. He's not there today, but that's okay. I don't have a substitute. I have a perfectly viable member of the Media Research Center because I lean on them because they monitor all things media, all the bias out there in the media. Joining me from the Media Research Center is Curtis Houck. Have I pronounced your name right, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The Never Trumpers. How entertaining are they at the Media Research Center? As far as you, I mean, like the Bill Crystals, the Jonah Goldbergs, okay. Those guys. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I was going to say the ones that come most to mind to me and the ones that amuse us the most at the Media Research Center, the Nicole Wallaces and the Steve Schmitz and the Jennifer Rubins, the people who, particularly Jennifer Rubin, because Jennifer Rubin is someone who we've been able, I think Kevin Williamson or someone else at National Review has been able to prove through a various series of links, because she's had her column at the Washington Post and blog for a while, her systematically change her positions over the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. Everything from tax cuts to foreign policy issues such as Israel, simply because of who's in the White House. Okay, Mitt Romney and Republicans were in charge of Congress under Obama. Mitt Romney running for president. She'd be for X. And then when, you know, conservative issue, as she should be, because she's supposed to be the right turn blowing. But now with the president, you know, President Trump, guy she doesn't like, but she's nonetheless a Republican, she has suddenly changed her mind about certain things, like
right.
the tax cuts, the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem. Those things in particular are things that she has vehemently advocated for, you know, in her supposed long conservative career. The moment Trump gets in the White House, she cannot stand those things. Steve Schmidt is saying that the Republican Party must burn to the ground. He said that last week speaking to Katie Turr. He and Elise Jordan, another never-Trumper on MSNBC, are starting this kind of equivalent of Pod Save America kind of thing that the Obama bros have. They're trying to do their own thing. And what's so frustrating, you know, is Michael Gerson, Bret Stephens, or a few others, they want the left to win. They say that, oh, I'm still against these things. I'm against socialism and, you know, everything that comes with that. But basically, America needs to be taught a lesson that you dare not vote for the person we don't want you to vote for. I think that's really what it goes comes down to. Mike Murphy, who the news media love, you know, blew, I don't know how much money, an absurd amount of money, tens of millions of dollars at least, on Jeb Bush. Where did that get them? Nothing. And this is these are the Republicans that the news media want because they're going along to get along, and they're socially liberal at the very usually, and they tell them exactly what they want to hear. So they'll be sitting around a table with a bunch of you know, left-wing activists who love Bernie Sanders and the like, and they'll say something, and it basically is the same. And that's really what they like, and it just creates harmony, and nobody challenges them, and it's all a good time.
So is it because of his style that they don't like him? Is it now? Here's my theory on it, because we used to hear all the time, well, if we just had this, this would happen. If we just had this, this would happen. And I mean, we had Obamacare voted on 7-8 times to repeal and replace. It passed every time. Everybody knew that Obama was going to he was going to veto it. And then they get on day one, they get this guy in there. They know he's going to sign it. And then all of a sudden, we can't do that.
Because it actually matters, right? Yeah.
So is it because that Trump has come in and he has beat, I mean, that subterfuge out there that we need this and we need this to make this happen, and he just came out there and just started making it happen. Has he blown their cover?
Well, for some of them, yes. I think it's like a lot of things is complicated. I think for some of them, absolutely. They were just, you know, screwing with us the whole time. You know, that's just making stuff up. You know, they didn't really actually believe it because they wanted to raise money or make a point or whatever, or they knew it wouldn't matter. So, and then the separate point is I think they just don't like Donald Trump. You have people like Mike Murphy and Elise Jordan, Bret Stephens, who their candidates did not win in the primaries, and they were beaten so badly by Donald Trump that they don't like that. So that they kind of have this personal vendetta. Like someone broke, you know, like they're still bitter about their ex or something like that, and they're still stalking their ex, like
right.
boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're, you know, shouting, or they're sitting in a bar and they're drunk and they're moaning about it to everyone who will listen to them. And that's really what, like, this is, for a lot of them, I think that's what's going on. And then also, that there are people who are, they don't like the president's style, they don't like, you know, his, kind of use of hyperbole, to put it mildly, sometimes. They don't like that. They don't like the Mueller probe. They don't like that's hanging over him. They don't like kind of some of the coziness or the White House kind of revolving door, so to speak, the high level of turnover, because a lot of these things are very unusual. You know, calling people dogs or things like that. They don't like the lack of just general decorum, which, you know, for some people that's fine. But then what I think has been annoying for a lot of conservatives and people watching the news is that it's trickled over into policy. They're not talking about the president's behavior or his Twitter account. They're talking about policy blank. And they are articulating an issue, a view that is no different than the Democrats, solely because they don't like this president. I think that's really, I think, what for some people who would maybe say that they're not never Trumpers, but they're Trump skeptics, that I think sends them back to the president's camp, I think. They see these people lighting their hairs on fire, or their blatant hypocrisy that they kept saying, we need blank, or this isn't happening under Obama. Now that we have a Republican president who will do that, regardless of who that is, that is unacceptable to them. They would rather see the Republican Party, they would rather see the country go down in flames because their guy's not in it.
Well, I mean, if their guy was in it, I don't think we would have had North Korea come to the table. I don't think we'd see what I mean. I served overseas when NATO was a big thing, when there was still a Soviet Union, and I can tell you right now, we were spending a lot more than anybody else in NATO to keep Europe safe. That was I think it might have been right before the European Union when I was over there. So,
you're right, and they're absolutely right that I think on that issue that it is true that other presidents, even Barack Obama, have said that these other countries need to spend more, but it's something that's just they didn't really push the issue. That's like, maybe you guys should think about this, or, you know, it's kind of just go on, get along.
Right.
Thing. Whereas, you know, with Donald Trump, it's like putting, I don't know, for lack of a better term, money where your mouth is and saying, and really hammering this home, not just kind of gently being like, by the way, could you guys think about doing this? It's okay if you don't buy this. Like, really hammering home that point, I think, is obviously the difference. You're seeing that with North Korea, and you're seeing, you know, the European Union back down from the tariffs. You know, again, this president is someone who's not really messing around. And if you don't have to like it, but you just have to at least acknowledge the results that are happening, even if you don't exactly like the style in which he's going about things.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there, Curtis, if you will. We're coming up on the break. Media Research Center, MRC. What is it? MRC.org?
Org.
This is Newsbusters. This is all kinds of, you're with Newsbusters, right?
Yes, I'm with Newsbusters.
Okay. This is where you find all the stuff. All the exposés. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 All-in-One Filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll just play.
Rewind. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I guess this hour is Curtis Hout from Newsbusters Media Research Center. Do they still do that Newsbusters, like, news program with that young lady, the brunette, the funny one? Is it, she still doing it?
Jody Miller?
Yeah, yeah.
No, we decided to move on from that 2 years ago, maybe. Yeah, 2 years ago.
That was always amusing to me. I gotta tell you, I gotta tell you, that was always pretty funny. Anyway, you made reference to the fact that a lot of these guys want the Republican Party to be burnt down. Do they think that this is a Republican Party issue, or is it a, you know, as far as the Republican Party not delivering, it's sort of an individual issue within the Republican Party, right?
Right. They you know, again, it goes to, I think, the media and by extension their image as well, because they share the same view about a Republican Party that's, you know, in a conservative movement that is closely, that they want to see more closely aligned with the Democratic Party. A party that's more kind of willing to compromise to Democrats, not the other way around. They're socially, you know, pro-lifers, people who believe in traditional marriage, and as I said again, particularly on abortion, I think, and transgender bathrooms, things like that. They want and they despise a group of people who, and a political party who do not subscribe to that. You see, and that's why you see such a denigration of that on the left, in the Democratic Party as well. You know, Dan Lipinski, who is the real only person who can actually say that they're a pro-life Democrat, a lot of them claim, like Bob Casey in my home state of Pennsylvania, tried right to say that, but that, it's a farce. But there was a lot of media coverage for him, that Lipinski, outside of Chicago, because he faced a far-left challenge, and he won, but it seemed like for a while he might have been in trouble. And the news media were doing all they can to prop up this race and the other candidate. So I think it goes to the worldview that the party is not conforming to, you know, Democrat light, I guess. and not going along with some of these big social programs. And that's why you saw during the Obama administration the media vilify the Republicans for not going along with the stimulus and Obamacare and any number of his agenda proposals. They would not, they were upset, you know, and they were always asking Republicans, what will you do to basically work with this president? What will you do to agree with him? When it should be, you know, this thing is a two-way street. Politics and media and everything else in life is a two-way street here, people. And they don't really want to acknowledge that.
Do they not see which way the Democrat Party is going, though? I mean, it's been Bernie has started a movement there. Trump has started a movement within the Republican Party. And Bernie has started one within the Democratic Party. And they're going to go hard socialist now.
What I have noticed in the media coverage is that they will say that, yes, the Democratic, they'll acknowledge, or, you know, some journalists acknowledge the Democratic Party, and they'll just, the left is going further, their direction, going further to the left, to kind of resemble more European-style social democratic parties. But they'll just kind of footnote it. They'll be like, oh, yeah, sure, okay. But you know, the conversation here is about the state of the right, you know. Which, again, that's like not acknowledging the situation at all. Just saying, oh, yeah, well, there's a civil war, you know, war of ideas going on the left. But,
right.
You know,
so what kind of performance are they looking for out of government? Are they looking for any performance? Are they looking for any change? Are they just wanting this gray area where there's, you know, not a differing set of ideas, but just one universal, oh, it's cool idea.
Well, I think it goes back. You would definitely agree, and I think so, that they're looking for control and the fact, you know, government control. And I think and you saw this in the media as well. You think a couple decades ago you had a situation where there were three networks, evening newscasts, and your local newspaper.
Right.
And maybe a few radio stations. If any of those three or four places or four or five places did not report blank, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Nobody knew about it.
Right.
Whereas now you have radio, you have blogs, you have Fox News, you have other places engaging in what I should say and point out is a lot, in most cases, fact-based journalism, okay? And reporting on things and being able to report on more than one thing at a time, which I think is really important to underline, because CNN in particular has gone to this point where they go hard at one or two stories a day, and they don't cover, or they just barely footnote everything else that's going on in the world on television.
Right.
Whereas, you know, with these proliferations of all these other outlets, you're able to walk and chew gum at the same time by looking at and devoting resources to more than one topic at a time. And this notion that you can only focus on one thing, or Trump is sucking the oxygen out of the room, I think is just ludicrous, because we're supposed to be living in this tech age of the 21st century where everybody multitasks and does all these different things. So I think you're thinking this worldview thinks that the people is stupid, that they're not able to, like, consume more than news about more than one thing at a time. What I think is just so insulting is, you know, again, people should be trusted to have develop their own media habits. Yes, you should look at different things and different outlets. I'm in the Washington, D.C. area. I get the Washington Post delivered at my house. Not just for the coupons or the sports section, but to read what's going on, to see what they're up to, and not just have my head in the sand, but at the same time, I should be trusted to be able to go read National Review or listen to any talk radio or a station or a podcast and be able to make informed decisions about what the facts are, instead
Certainly.
Of having CNN tell me or CBS News tell me what I should be thinking about.
Right. You know, I'm a Second Amendment advocate, and I do go into these other things simply because this all feeds into one sort of big black hole for me. Why is it okay, in the view of the Never Trumpers, to take all of the vile vilification, all of the demonization that they've, I mean, every time there's a shooting of any sort, I got blood on my hands. NRA's got blood on their hands. Republicans got blood on their hands. And yet in Chicago, where you haven't had a Republican mayor since 1931, you got a free fire zone out there. You had 72 people shot last weekend. Why aren't we saying isn't it okay for us to say, well, over there in Chicago, the Democrats got blood on their hands? And if we do that, one, isn't it true? And would the Never Trumpers be out there saying, no, 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 you can't say that. We can't be saying that. You just don't understand.
Yeah. I think particularly talking about the Second Amendment, what I really want to underline, what's really important, is this notion for the news media that the Constitution seemingly does not apply. The other amendments of the Constitution don't really apply, or they're secondary to the First Amendment. And then right. In the First Amendment, the only part that matters is the part where it talks about them. They have this arrogance about them that the Constitution, that the reason the First Amendment is there is because it's the First Amendment, it's for us, the press. You know, that the journalists uphold the First Amendment in the Constitution. No. The founders put out the Constitution and gave us, as the people, the responsibility within the government and with outside of it to uphold the Constitution and its values and the Bill of Rights and everything else. And they know it's the First Amendment. Well, the Bill of Rights, they were all kind of put together at once. So this notion that, you know, we're going to write these amendments and everything else, it's just so ludicrous. And the Second Amendment is definitely one that they like to tamp down on. They're like, oh, conservatives love the Second Amendment, but they don't really seem to, you know, appreciate us in the First Amendment. No, the First Amendment is not about you. Okay, the First Amendment applies to all of us in terms of speech and also our actions, which is in the Second Amendment.
Well, before I run out of time, I want you to tell Mr. Buchanan I appreciate him getting you. The next time I call him, I'm going to ask for you specifically. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show.
No problem. Anytime.
You tell Dan Gaynor you've been on the show that he's been on, and you're as good as Dan Gaynor.
Oh, appreciate it. He's in Alaska right now on the MRC cruise, so having way more fun than we are.
MRC.org, they are the watchdogs. Yep. They're the ones looking at the bias. Thank you for joining me, sir.
No problem, anytime.
All right. Coming up next from Spikes Tactical, we're going to talk about censorship with Cola Liu, general manager of Spikes Tactical. That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.